It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA is preparing to release their February crop production supply and demand estimates. This report will be released on Tuesday, February 10th, and it likely will give us a little bit of direction, although this report is usually just a placeholder, not one that brings a lot of new information to the market. We'll talk about the average trade estimates, though, for this report after this break.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
After getting whipsawed from the January final crop production report, the market is a little bit leery about the February report coming out, which will be released on Tuesday, February 10th. But as of now, the report doesn't look like it's going to hold a lot of damaging information as far as the grains are concerned, as we're only looking at some minor tweaks as far as demand is concerned. USDA will not make any adjustments to the production side. That's pretty much locked in until September. But they will make some adjustments on the demand side. And right now, the average trade estimate for wheat stocks has the ending stocks coming in at 918 million bushels. That's down from the 926 million we saw last month. That's an 8 million bushel drop. Expected to maybe see come in the residual or the export market. As far as corn is concerned, corn stocks are expected to remain unchanged at 2.22 billion bushels. That's a little bit interesting, as some were expecting that maybe we'd see an increase in exports or possibly even ethanol. But right now, the average estimate is looking for corn demand to remain unchanged. As far as soybeans are concerned, soybean stocks are expected to drop to 347 million bushels. That's down from 350 from last month. That's a decrease of about 3 million bushels. Overall, we could be looking at maybe exports tweaked a little bit in this, or maybe crush, but nothing substantial as far as a change is concerned. The biggest thing is that everybody's expecting Brazil production to be increased in this report. Argentina production should be left unchanged. On the world side, wheat stocks are expected to remain pretty close to that 278 million metric ton level. Corn stocks are expected to remain pretty close to the 290 million metric ton level. And soybeans are expected to increase about a million metric ton up to 125. Overall, this report should be somewhat neutral if these numbers come in as expected.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.